All right, Colt Nichols, hey, man, third place at Salt Lake City, 3 for you. And what'd you think? I'll be honest. I thought at one point you were catching Shane, and maybe, Colt, maybe you were like, maybe I shouldn't catch Shane. Tell us.
Well, you know how it goes. Like, I mean, Shane was obviously riding really well. He had a few bad laps once he got up.
And yep.
I definitely kind of took advantage of that and was able to honestly ride the best that I'd rode in that race right there in that period. And I felt like I was just kind of starting to find my stride, to be honest. I was like, okay, I'm starting to get the flow. I was starting to triple through the rhythms and went through the whoops pretty good a few times. And yeah, as soon as I got up next to Shane, I was like, well, shit, this sucks. I can't really can't really do anything here, you know.
Yeah.
I can't really pass this guy. So then I kind of backed off a little bit. And then after I kind of backed off, I just completely went downhill. I mean, I couldn't get back into a flow.
Yeah, I just felt
super, super off. And that was unfortunate. But that's racing. It happens regardless of the situation that's at hand. But, yeah, it was definitely kind of a weird race for me. But it's all good.
Yeah, it is. It is weird, especially with the conditions. And what did you think of one practice and then it's go time? What did you think of that?
Honestly, screw it. Let's do it every time. I mean, just pound it out, get it done. You know, do the one practice and call it good. But
yeah,
no, I mean, it wasn't bad. It's just it's kind of hairy if you're struggling with something or if you have a bike issue or whatever. Then it would kind of suck. But
right.
Overall, for what we had to do today, I didn't think it was that bad. Just do the practice, and it's not like we were doing anything super crazy, you know, rhythm wise or anything. Anyway, so.
Right.
I didn't mind it. I thought it was
kind of
cool.
Dude, it was a gnarly main event. Like, it seemed like, okay, there in both mains, tons of lappers, tons of mistakes. And for guys who are trying to, you know, get on the podium and get forward, it had to be kind of hairy at times because you were kind of had nobody behind you and nobody in front of you as far as later in the race. But still, at times, it had to be so crazy to get through those guys.
Yeah, it really was. I don't know really what to attribute that to, but it seems like each time, you know, we've raced, it's kind of been like that. And I don't know if it's just because it's a smaller, you know, stadium and it's kind of a little more compact and tighter track than, you know, some of the places we go to, but the lappers have definitely been kind of crazy these first three rounds, and especially when it's a mud race like that, it always turns that way. But it was weird. It definitely got hairy, you know, a few times where I think in the heat race, actually, I about landed on a guy over the triple. And
yeah.
Just, I mean, I was kind of all over the place, so. But I'm sure everyone had their own little story of what happened and, you know, a close call out there. But, it was salvaged. It wasn't bad. I was pretty frustrated after the race. But, it's all good. It is what it is. We get a few more cracks at it before we go to outdoors. So, it's all good.
Have you been happy with your three rides? Obviously, the first one you went down and it is what it is. But have you been happy?
up until today, yeah. I mean, even the first one, I was happy. Like, I got up and bike was completely mangled and front wheels all sideways, and I actually felt like I rode pretty good. So I was kind of pumped on it, honestly.
Yeah.
And then the results sucked, you know, but I was happy with the ride.
Yeah.
And then the second one obviously was great. And then with this one, I just felt like a complete idiot. You know, once I, like you said, kind of caught up to Shane, and then I kind of obviously had to reel it back in a little bit.
I just
completely couldn't get back into anything. I was struggling everywhere after that. So I was definitely frustrated with that. But overall, to still be on the podium is good. But man, I just really want to be in the battle with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want Chase to, you know, walk off from us, especially me, you know, today.
Yeah.
He was gone and kind of made me look stupid. So that's the thing I'm not happy about. I just want to be there in round two or whatever you want to call it of being battling was cool. You know, that's where I felt like I should be in.
Right.
I felt like a day of the practice track, and you know, I think I only finished, you know, one fucking two behind him. So that was pretty cool, and I was really happy with that. But how's that trip?
One of the things we've been talking about is your bikes, you and Shane's bikes. You're tripling onto that table, the long set of whoops last race, you're pulling off, like, dude, the things are, I mean, you guys are great riders. I'm not saying this is all the bike, but man, those bikes look great. You guys really have those things on point.
Yeah. I mean, it's been actually the biggest change this year was probably the way our bike's handling. It's been the biggest thing. Last year, I kind of chased my tail a lot during Supercross. I really struggled to find like kind of something that it was super comfortable for me. And then this year with Shane coming on board, he kind of brought a different element to the team. Bike setup wise, because he had his KTM set up a certain way, and you know, he kind of liked this feeling and that feeling, and so they were kind of searching at first, and then that helped all of us. So he was having the same problems, but he could kind of articulate it a little better and kind of explain really what it was, and then also which direction to go, because come to find out, we were probably going the wrong direction, you know, with stuff we were trying last year. So
yeah,
it was actually really good. That was a good element brought to the table. How fast they are. That definitely got me out of some trouble on the start or whatever before, yeah. But it's good. It's really good at his job. He's been around for a really long time.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Well, hey, man, nice to have you call in, and thanks for that time. I appreciate it. Good job. What are you going to do when you're now on this little break? Are you going to hang out here? Are you going to, you know, are you going to go to the races? What are you going to do?
No, we're definitely hanging out. I'm kind of looking forward, actually. We're going to hit some new mountain bike trails. I kind of just explore. You know, this past week, we're kind of getting into a routine of stuff and little things here, little things there. But now that we have a bigger window to do stuff, we're definitely going to ride a little bit more. And then I just want to hit some cool mountain biking. Man, the mountain biking here is unreal. And I'm really looking forward to doing that, getting back in the gym a few times during the week. And, getting back to a semi-normal schedule.
Well, listen, I got a spare e-bike. If you want me to get out with you on the trails and train you a little bit, you just let me know, Colt. No problem.
I'm ready. I rode an e-bike for the first time last week, and it is incredible. I could not believe how fun it was. I was like, wow, I see it. I see why.
Yeah,
they're unreal.
They're great, man. Well, hey, thanks for the time. Good job, and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.